Holy and gracious God, you call us by name. You shepherd us as beloveds of your flock, and you beckon us to follow you and to testify to your amazing grace. And so we follow you through your grace, and it is in your holy name that we now come to you in prayer, our good shepherd. So let us pray. Good shepherd, we pray for ourselves as your sheep. We pray for our church here at Red Clay, for other local churches here in Delaware, and for your church around the world. May your people be given wise shepherding by their ministers, their session, their deacons, and their Stephen ministers, and all of the leaders in their churches. May the leaders be given wise shepherding by the people. And may all of us look for our leading and our guidance from you, asking that you lead us not in the easy way, but in the way that is right and good, especially in this unprecedented time with difficult decisions, with all of the anxiety and confusion that we now hold. Good Shepherd of the sheep, we pray for the world in which we inhabit, the world in which we have inherited and which we will pass on to successive generations. Teach us to look after it carefully and wisely, to share its gifts more fairly, and to work together to ease all of its sufferings. May we be faithful in prayer and in living, so that all peoples may know an equal share of your bountiful giving. We pray, too, for those in this world who are excited by evil things and who are driven by personal and corporate greed. Turn such hearts, O God, and turn our hearts, and encourage the timid to speak out for what is wholesome and what is good. Good Shepherd, who cares for the sheep and surrounds them with love, we pray for our places of work, for our colleagues, for our friends and our neighbors, and for the places in which so many of us are now physically distancing as we seek to be in solidarity, as we seek to maintain appropriate boundaries. We remember before you the members of our families in all of the places with all of the people that fill our lives and give us the grace to do your will and to be your witnesses, to faithfully testify to who you are and to what it means to live lovingly. And we do not ask for popularity at all costs, but we ask for the grace to show that following you is our first priority. Good Shepherd, who tends the vulnerable and the weak, we pray for those who must live depending on others for all of their needs. We remember people in our nursing homes and for children and adults who need help because they have been injured by mobility or other reasons, and all who require the care of others. We pray, too, for those who are outwardly whole but are bullied, who are constantly despised so that within themselves they are broken. And we pray for all those known to us who are ill and all those who are unknown to us as well, remembering especially those who are dealing with the new coronavirus at this time. Give us a greater reverence for one another, a greater willingness to uphold and to encourage one another as we pray for healing and wholeness. Let us specifically uphold our healthcare workers, our doctors and nurses, chaplains and researchers, grocery store workers, first responders, military, our politician and our nonprofit workers, our janitors and trash collectors, and all of those essential jobs that will continue to work and sustain and protect us in this time while so many of us work from home or are on paid leave. And let us pray for those who cannot work from home and must risk themselves for our benefit, and also for those who have lost their jobs because of their place of employment cutting back hours or closing. We pray for all who are experiencing hardship, not just at this time, but in all times. Good Shepherd, we know that ultimately you will lead us all to the still waters of eternal peace. So while we still grieve, we also give thanks for the lives of Denver Garrison and Martha Julian, because we trust that they are at rest with you. Good Shepherd of the sheep, we give you thanks that you came to set us free, to make us safe, and to give us abundance of life. We praise you that you are able, that through you we are able to live through good and ill with confidence. And so we ask that you hear our prayers, those that we speak aloud, and those that are too numerous to name, so we'd only hold them in our hearts. And we ask them all in the name of Jesus, our Good Shepherd, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.